3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Joined now via Skype, actually, by Dr. Dave Aronoff, the Director of Infectious Diseases at Vanderbilt. Dr. Aronoff, we're certainly happy to have you on the show today. And from all of us to you and all of your medical colleagues, we just want to say a humble thank you for everything you guys are doing for us.
Gosh, that means a lot. Thank you. And thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the chance to be here with you.
Well, in these crazy times, I guess the first question is, how are you doing? How is your staff doing? How are you guys taking care of yourselves and your families as you try to take care of all of us?
Well, thanks for asking that question. We're doing fine. I mean, we're working hard. We prepare for this kind of situation all through our medical career. The support we get from the top down here at Vanderbilt Medical Center is fantastic. People care about each other. The community's been fantastic. And it's really, I think we're right now rallying around each other and supporting each other and making sure we're doing the basics, getting plenty of rest, getting the right food to eat, spending time with our families.
Doc, obviously the news hit when the news hit. I'm curious, within your community, at what point did you think, oh my goodness, this could be massive?
Yeah, you know, really, it was a bit in January when we started to see what was coming out of China, and it looked like that was something that was kind of marching along despite best efforts. And then when it got into South Korea, and then certainly the stories out of Italy were really compelling, and seeing that was really the first time we got a lot of information about healthcare workers getting sick, and then when it hit the U.S., that I think rattled some bars and got us all on edge, and here we are.
Dr. David Aronoff, our guest, Director of Infectious Diseases at Vanderbilt. One of the things we've all heard about is we have this curve or this peak that will come. And what people like yourself said was, let's try our best to flatten the peak, right? So it doesn't look like the top of a mountain. It looks more like a hill. How are we in terms of that right now?
Well, we're still really on the upward trajectory of this curve, and we've looked at numbers from Tennessee recently, and it's still going up pretty vertically. And so there's a lot that still needs to be done. I think people are now really getting serious about what it means to be safe at home and shelter in place and not get into groups and not go out unless absolutely necessary. And I think that is taking hold now. So I think the next few days and weeks will tell us a lot about whether we were able to, just like you said, slow things down and flatten the curve.
So what else can we do besides the whole safer at home thing? And we do sports talk, Doc. So I always talk about it in sports terms. It's like, in football, you worry about doing your job. So I'm doing my job. I'm staying in my house unless I absolutely have to get something done or maybe get some takeout food. Is that the key component as we try to work through this together?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple math, really. This virus goes from person to person because people interact with each other. It's in our airways. And so even when we talk, but particularly if we cough or sneeze, it heads out and it looks for a landing zone somewhere usually within about 6 feet. So staying apart really, really does make a difference. Sometimes we don't do ourselves a favor when we have stuff on our hands and we touch our mouth or touch our nose or touch our eyes. And that's another way that the virus can hop from person to person. So we encourage people to take good caution in terms of hand hygiene, washing their hands with soap and water for 20 seconds at a time, using alcohol-based hand sanitizers as needed. But the fundamentals, staying apart, doing your part by staying apart, as Governor Lee says, and keeping your hands clean, these are the fundamentals. In sports analogy, it's stepping into your bounce pass. These are the things we need to work on.
Well, Doctor, we've seen all these videos from across the country of healthcare workers, saying they don't have the equipment or they're having to reuse masks, things like that. For Tennessee specifically, Vanderbilt specifically, how prepared are we for a rise in cases in our area?
Well, I think we're doing okay right now. The leadership at the medical center has been thinking forward a lot, particularly in recent weeks, about models that show X number of patients coming, what we need to do. Certainly, efforts that individuals make to flatten the curve or slow the spread really actually make a difference on how many supplies we have for protective healthcare equipment, because the fewer people we have coming all at once to be evaluated, the more we can stretch out our supplies and wait for new orders to come. For example, we're doing a lot of routine healthcare through telehealth, through the computer screen, just like we're doing right now. And that's also helping because people aren't necessarily needing to use a lot of PPE, as we call it. And then we're not doing elective surgeries. We're trying to avoid the things that for now we can avoid. So I think right now we're doing okay, but we still need people to do their part.
Do you have a best guess as to how long we will be dealing with this? I mean, you see that it's not being handled uniformly around the country. Like Mayor Cooper today said April 24th. I saw the governor of Virginia has June 10th. I saw Florida's not doing anything. So are you guys talking within your community about best case scenario, where this might lead and when we might get out of this?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of speculation, a lot of modeling going on, and it very similar to sports. I don't know that I'd want to be in Vegas putting any money down on exactly when we're going to be through all this or when we're going to say we're in the clear. We're all thinking in the course of weeks to few months, not longer than that. But that's based on seeing what's happened in China, what's happened in South Korea, what's happened in Italy, and what's happening in some communities in the U.S. But gosh, my crystal ball is always a little fuzzy, and it's hard for me to say, gosh, by June 1st, we're going to be in the clear. I think we're still on the rate of rise here in Tennessee. Today, we had even more cases announced. We're over 2,000 cases in the state, over 20 deaths, and these numbers are climbing. So for me, I still feel a bit hesitant to say, here's the day we're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Dr. Dave Aronoff, Director of Infectious Diseases at Vanderbilt, is our guest on 3HL. So how much do you know about the timeline for a vaccine? And then I'll ask a second part to that. At one point, there was discussion of a 50-year-old malaria drug, that there had been maybe limited studies that some people were getting helped in healing from the disease by that. And I don't want to try for the name and embarrass myself looking at you on Skype, but where are we on possible medications, possible vaccines?
Yeah, I mean, you've hit the nail on what there's really a rush to develop, which are ways to prevent this from happening again, like vaccines. And what do we do right now to take care of people who either were just exposed and haven't gotten symptoms, or people who are mildly ill, or people who are really seriously ill? Vaccine trials are underway, and people here have been involved in some of the development of vaccines and vaccine trials. These drugs, there are both new agents that are coming out in clinical trials that are specifically targeting the virus. And then, as you heard and alluded to, there are some off-the-shelf existing older drugs that have long safety track records that theoretically could be of benefit. The one that you mentioned, hydroxychloroquine, is a anti-malarial compound. It is very safe. There's some biological reasons why it might be a good drug, and there are mixed reviews out there with small numbers of patients. And so there's a big nationwide effort, and we're part of that effort at Vanderbilt to see, does this really help or not? And right now I can say it's an unanswered question.
I know there were questions as well, based on what we've seen with temperature changes with the flu in the past. And some people thought, gosh, if we can get it warmer here, because I know the longitude, latitude globally, this was spreading well in a cooler climate. Some studies, I guess, have said yes, heat will help, and some have said no.
Yeah, I mean, we're really hopeful there's some seasonality as we head into summer, and that maybe that will help things disappear. We have to remember that a lot of the viruses, even the ones that cause common colds, that tend to show seasonality in humans, they're here in the winter, they're gone in the summer, have taken thousands and thousands of years to kind of co-evolve that pattern with us. This is a brand new virus for humans. First time we've seen it. We don't know how it's going to behave, and we don't know if it's going to be with us and then gone for a long time, come back seasonally or what, but we're all sort of watching the southern hemisphere right now because they're heading into winter, and we may get more data about it, but your question is a really good one, and again, it's unanswered. We're just learning in real time, just like you are.
Do you think the numbers that the United States, in terms of cases and fatalities, are mimicking another specific country? Like, would you compare our chart to China or South Korea or Germany or Italy? Because I think the Italy chart clearly scares the hell out of everybody. even though they appear to be on the back end of this thing the last few days. But is there another country that you would compare our chart to?
Yeah. You know, right now, I'm certainly hopeful that at the end of the day, the mortality from this infection is about one out of every 100 people, or about 1%. I mean, that's certainly our hope. We still have to remember, we're not really, no country has yet done a great job of capturing numbers of people who were infected that had zero symptoms at all, which could turn out to be a pretty big number, we hope. And that would help us understand that the mortality is lower than we thought. You're exactly right. Italy is definitely an outlier with a higher mortality, higher severity, and it's not entirely clear why that is, but they definitely have an older population. They're a lot more crowded, smaller country than the United States. And so, like you, we're viewing that as not a great example of how this virus will behave. I'm hopeful that we are sort of at the levels we've seen in China and South Korea, maybe 1-2% mortality, and I'm really hopeful it's one or less.
How concerned are you about what's going on in New York? I mean, 46% of the fatalities in this country with regard to the coronavirus are in the state of New York, 43% of the cases. I saw 40,000 former healthcare workers volunteered to help, which is awesome, but it's just terrifying to see what they're going through up there.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, just like in communications or in sports, where you know people in every city and they're part of your family, they're part of your community. The same is true in healthcare. The same is true in infectious diseases. And I'm regularly communicating with my friends and colleagues there. And I feel for them because it's really, really such a challenge. And we look to cities like New York or New Orleans, even closer to us, or San Francisco. And we think, you know, we need to be ready because this could happen here. And I think that's been a big motivator in personally appealing to people, just like when a hurricane's coming in on the East Coast and everyone says, time to leave your house, time to evacuate. This is for real. And so the analogy here is it's time to really shelter in place and brace yourself because this hurricane's coming our way.
Dr. Dave Aronoff, thank you so much for the time. Again, we know things are crazy for you and your colleagues. We appreciate you so much. And just every thought, every good vibe, every prayer we can send you guys way, we'll keep doing it for all the work you're doing.
Well, that's a really heartfelt appreciation on behalf of everyone that we work with. I really appreciate it. And thanks to you all for listening and broadcasting this, because I think the message is really important for your listeners. And so thank you sincerely.
Well, let's absolutely do it again soon, okay?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Dr. Dave Aronoff, Director of Infectious Diseases at Vanderbilt, will say goodbye to him, and we'll be back with more 3HL right after this.
Wash your hands.